நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sbs.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
In this episode, Raisal from SBS Tamil speaks to Australia's Minister for Energy and Climate Change, Chris Bowen. He answers questions on rising energy prices, US shift on climate policies, community opposition to renewable projects, and the government's stance on nuclear energy. Welcome to the program, Minister Chris Bowen.
Thank you, Raymond. Nice to be with you.
As everyone is aware, rising energy prices continue to put pressure on households and business. Regardless of economic justifications, people feel the burden of high energy costs at the moment. What concrete measures can we expect from the forthcoming budget to ease this burden, Minister?
Well, I guess I'd say, Raymond, that our government has recognised that energy prices are high in Australia and around the world, and that people need help to deal with that. That is very, very true. So we've delivered two rounds of energy bill relief, which have really taken the edge off the increase. And we're also proceeding with the plans to get more renewables into the grid because they are the cheapest form of energy and over time will help bring downward pressure onto energy prices. So we'll continue. I can't announce today what's going to be in the budget, but I can say that the sort of approach that we've taken so far, particularly that $300 energy bill relief in the last budget, we'll continue to work on what more we can do to help Australians.
The US is rolling back climate change policies and increasing investment in fossil fuel. Given this change in direction by a major global emitter, wouldn't it be fair for Australia, which exports gas and coal, to reconsider its own climate policies, Minister?
Well, I mean, I guess I'd say a couple of things, Raymond. Certainly, you know, we are continuing to monitor the impact of the policies of the Trump administration. That's the main reason why we're not yet seeing a 2035 target, because we need to take into account the impact of their policies. But also I'd say this, the fact of the matter is the world continues to warm. That was the day before Donald Trump was inaugurated. That's the case the day after Donald Trump was inaugurated. That doesn't change. So we can't just pretend climate change has gone away because Donald Trump is president. Also, renewables continue to be the cheapest form of energy. So it's good economics. And Australia has many massive opportunities to generate more renewable energy and to participate in the renewable energy supply chain to create jobs and investments for Australians for generations to come. So this is all a reason to stay the course.
Many developed countries or major economies still rely on nuclear power, and opinion polls suggest growing support for the coalition which proposes nuclear energy. Why does Labor continue to oppose nuclear energy, Minister? Some argue that Labor's opposition is based on ideological reasons rather than economic or safety concerns. What's your response?
No, not at all. On the contrary, the opposite is the case. Our opposition is very evidence-based and fact-based, not ideological. Not many countries rely on nuclear, but, you know, some have it in their mix. It's usually a very small proportion of their mix. And there's not very much nuclear being built around the world. That is a little bit of a misunderstanding. In fact, we add more solar capacity every fortnight than we do nuclear capacity all year. So that's in global terms. So, you know, the world is moving to renewables, not to nuclear. Now, for Australia's case, it's very expensive. It's the most expensive form of energy. It's also very slow to build. And particularly for Australia, because we don't have a nuclear industry, it would be particularly slow for Australia. So even the Liberal Party's own policy admits they couldn't get it built before 2037. Even that would be lightning speed. That would be very ambitious. And we can't afford to wait till 2037. We need new energy in 2025, not 2037 or 2040.
Given the opinion poll, wouldn't we interpret that people start embracing the nuclear energy as a...
Raymond, if you look at the opinion polls on energy, they show renewables is by far the most popular form of energy. You know, when you look at when you ask people what's your preferred form of energy, 70% of people say solar. And then wind, then gas, then coal, then nuclear. So nuclear is the least popular form of energy, the most expensive.
Even though people support renewable energy, they often oppose large-scale projects in their local areas. onshore and offshore wind farms face strong community opposition and opposition from some MPs too. How will the government address these concerns while ensuring the transition stays on track?
What we do is we treat those concerns with respect when they are raised genuinely in a community. We work through the issues with the community. It doesn't mean everyone's going to be happy at the end of the day. If somebody doesn't believe in climate change and they oppose development, they're not going to be happy at the end of the day. But if we can take into account concerns about amenity and visual impact, certainly that should be the case. Now, that all works through the planning system. So we need to ensure ongoing community benefit. We need to ensure ongoing community consultation, and that's certainly our approach.
Australia is one of the world's largest exporters of coal and gas. How do you reconcile the government's climate commitments with the continued expansion of fossil fuel exports, which significantly contribute to global emissions?
Well, what we need to do is work with countries that rely on our fossil fuels to help them off those fossil fuels in due course. So that's why we're working hard on green hydrogen. That's why we're working hard on things like submarine cables, so we can generate more renewable energy to help those countries get off fossil fuels. Then there's two types of countries, Raymond. There's fossil fuel exporters and there's fossil fuel importers. Everyone uses fossil fuels. We can't just blame the exporters. We can't just blame the importers. We have to work together.
The renewable energy transition is expected to create thousands of jobs, yeah? What is the government doing to ensure people from multicultural or migrant backgrounds have access to these job opportunities, including some kind of training and reskilling programs?
That's a great question, Raman. But in my experience, the multicultural community is right in there, in the jobs now. You know, I visited a factory in Smithfield just last week, which was started by a Bangladeshi couple. And they've just done their 1,000th installation of electrification. For example, I find many people in the subcontinent community are involved in the renewable energy supply chain. So we'll always look at what more we can do, but I think it's an area which, particularly here in Western Sydney, where we all live, the multicultural communities are very, very much involved in and getting jobs already.
Thank you so much, Minister Chris Bowen. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Raymond. Nice to chat to you.
We contacted Liberal Coalition Shadow Minister Ted O'Brien with a request for an interview and a response to the criticism by Minister Chris Bowen. However, his office hasn't arranged an interview so far. If he agrees to an interview as requested, we will certainly bring it to you. இது போன்ற மேலும் பல நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்க வேண்டுமா? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify என்று பாட்காஸ்ட் கிடைக்கும் பல வழிகளில் நீங்கள் நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்கலாம்.